In this bulletin, Australia's COVID-19 death toll rises to 9. Spain reports 738 deaths in one day. And in sport, the rescheduled Tokyo Olympics could be held before July of 2021. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A Queensland man in his 60s has become the 9th Australian to die from coronavirus. Gary Kirstenfield contracted COVID-19 on board a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that docked in Sydney last week. The 68-year-old was in intensive care in Toowoomba Hospital and died yesterday. His wife and immediate family are in self-isolation. Spain has registered 738 new COVID-19-related fatalities over the past 24 hours, in the biggest daily increase of the death toll since the virus hit the country. It's a higher death toll now than China's. The total number of reported deaths from the virus has risen to more than 3,400, while more than 47,000 people have been infected. Across the globe, there have been more than 400,000 cases of COVID-19, and the number of deaths is approaching 20,000. 100,000 people have recovered. The World Health Organization says the price of the pandemic is yet to be determined. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says whilst it's good that countries are putting in measures such as lockdowns, they won't work unless countries also take appropriate measures once those lockdowns are in place.
Asking people to stay at home and shutting down population movement is buying time and reducing the pressure on health systems. But on their own, these measures will not extinguish epidemics. The point of these actions is to enable the more precise and targeted measures that are needed to stop transmission and save lives.
Prince Charles has tested positive for COVID-19. A spokesman says the 71-year-old has mild symptoms and otherwise remains in good health. His wife Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, has also been tested but doesn't have the virus. Both are self-isolating in Scotland. The United Nations is calling on wealthy countries to help developing countries fight the coronavirus. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it's in the interest of wealthy countries to do so.
The worst thing that could happen is to suppress the disease in the developed countries, but let it spread like fire in the developing world, where then millions of transmissions would take place, millions of people would die, and the risk of mutation would be there, which means that the virus could come back in ways that even vaccines that I hope will be soon developed wouldn't be able to stop it again. So it's in light its self-interest of developed countries to support the developing world in fighting COVID-19.
Rottnest Island will become a coronavirus quarantine zone for 800 Australians on board a cruise liner as the number of cases from other ships continues to rise. The Vasco da Gama was scheduled to arrive in Fremantle on Friday, carrying 950 passengers and 550 crew. WA Premier Mark McGowan says all foreigners, including 109 New Zealanders, will remain on board until they can fly home. But he says the 800 Australians on the ship, including 200 WA locals, will be transferred to Rottnest Island for 14 days of quarantine.
What is so concerning is that an increasing number of confirmed cases in Western Australia can be traced back to cruise ships. About 1 in 4 confirmed cases in WA are linked to cruise ships from over east. I'm not going to take any chances on this issue. My number one priority is protecting our citizens here in our state.
The United States Senate has reached agreement on a $2 trillion stimulus package. If it gets passed by the Congress, it would be the biggest bailout in US history. Full details are yet to be released, but it's understood there'd be direct payments to individuals and families and billions of dollars in loans for businesses. To sport, the head of the International Olympic Committee says the rescheduled Tokyo Games faces thousands of logistical and financial problems, but could go ahead before the northern summer of 2021. IOC President Thomas Bach says there are many issues to consider when arriving at a new date.
Sports calendar of 33 international federations is affected directly. The sports calendar overall is affected indirectly. We have to take into consideration also the logistics. That means when and how can the organizing committee provide the venues, the Olympic Village.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower and 37. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 24. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 21. Hobart, sunny and 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 21. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, showers easing, 23 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a shower or two with wind easing, 30. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.